Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. And I am very excited to say that today we have our guest speaker. That's Dr. Jessica Wu. Dr. Jessica Wu is a medical doctor. She specializes in dermatology and will be our guest speaker this month on July 23rd at our open house for patients. It will be a free lecture, and I invite you all to come. It will be at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 615, and there is free parking in the back after 6 o'clock. I so am happy to have you here, Dr. Wu. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I know
it's my pleasure.
Yes, thank you. And I know you've been traveling all over the world and further educating yourself and finding out wonderful things to help your patients, and you're going to be sharing some of that with us on the 23rd. I thought it might be fun, if you wanted to just sort of go over briefly a few things that you'd like to share with our audience today.
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the reasons that I attend the annual Anti-Aging World Congress in Monte Carlo every year is that it's a gathering of the world's experts in every area of anti-aging. So it's not only my international colleagues in dermatology and plastic surgery, but also endocrinologists, gynecologists, and nutritionists. And we gather for a long weekend to present our latest research, and we exchange ideas on how best to treat our patients. And this is a very collaborative environment where we all learn from each other. So a few of the things that I'll be talking about at your open house in a couple weeks is how to delay or slow down this lovely process of aging that we're all undergoing. And we can't stop the clock, but increasingly, and especially outside the U.S., doctors are collaborating and partnering with specialists who are outside the Western medical world. And as you know, in your practice, it's so important to address the inside as well as the outside. And so one of the topics that I'll be sharing with the attendees of the open house is the latest research on how to fight aging with nutrition and supplements. So there's a really large emphasis on nutrition in Europe, whereas here in the U.S., medicine, I find, is more pharmaceutical-based. And so I think this is something that many of my patients are interested in. So I'll be discussing not just which supplements and foods are good to eat and to take for general health, but also which have been shown to have specific benefits to the skin. And there's some really interesting research about the effects of antioxidants and DNA mutations in cell aging.
Mm-hmm.
Another area I'll be talking about, which is very new, is a treatment called Kybella, which was just approved by the FDA a couple of months ago, and in fact just last week started shipping to doctors across the U.S. And this is a treatment that addresses the neck. Many of my patients tell me, like the Nora Ephron book, I feel bad about my neck. And while we have many wonderful in-office and at-home treatments for the skin on the face, up until very recently, the neck was very hard to treat unless you went to see a plastic surgeon and decided to undergo surgery. And so this new treatment called Kybella has been shown and FDA approved to dissolve chin fat. So people who have lost the contours of their jawline, who have a hereditary pocket of fat underneath the chin, it's been shown to dissolve that non-invasively. It's a simple 15 to 20 minute in-office treatment, and it works. I've seen it work, and I think it's really going to change how we think about the neck. So I'll be talking about how it works, who it's good for, because as with any treatment, it's not for everyone, and also, can it be used elsewhere on the body? What about tummy fat and cellulite? So we'll be talking about that. And then one other topic which was very intriguing is the concept of triple therapy for cheek wrinkles. In Europe, some doctors are combining treatments all in the same visit, and they're showing some really intriguing results for treating those very resistant, stubborn, fine lines that are that go out across the sides of the cheeks. And this is a way that we can address those without, again, without surgery and without more invasive laser or deeper surfacing procedures. So these are some of the topics we'll talk about, and hopefully we'll get a good discussion going.
That sounds incredibly exciting, and I, for one, am really looking forward to it. When you mentioned Kybella for the chin fat, that was my first thought. It's like, okay, well, where else can this be used? Because, as you know, with American diet the way it is, it's really harsh on the body with regard to the lack of drainage and the accumulation of toxins within the trapped fat. And if that could be liquidated easily, non-invasively, and permanently, well, until more bad food is introduced, that would be just very exciting for a lot of people, and I'm sure they'd really look forward to hearing about that.
Yes, and this is something that especially we as women struggle with as our hormones change over time.
Oh, yes. Very much so. All right. Well, that sounds wonderful, Dr. Wu. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know that I'm personally looking forward to hearing all the different things that are considered new and wonderful throughout the world. But I also know that you have written a book in the past, and I believe it's called Feed Your Face.
Yes, it is. It's called Feed Your Face. And what I did was I gathered the world's published English language scientific literature and condensed it into an easy-to-follow guide for my patients, because really the book came from patients of mine years ago who would ask me, what else can I be doing at home? And as an MD, and what they taught us at Harvard was that you write prescriptions, you send the patient home, you do blood work, and this is what you do. So increasingly I realized that patients were asking me for other advice, not just a prescription, but also what kind of lifestyle and specifically dietary changes that they could make to help with skin problems. So conditions such as adult acne or eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, aging, all of these conditions that previously we were trained as doctors to prescribe a cream or a pill for, I thought, well, maybe there's some research showing the effect of diet on the skin. And in fact, in medical school, we were taught that diet doesn't have anything to do with your skin. And yet here were my patients who were telling me, many of them, well, when I eat this food, this happens. When I avoid this food, my skin gets better or worse. And so I thought, instead of just telling people that they're wrong, that I'm a doctor, you're wrong, I thought, let me look at the literature and at the scientific published studies and see what's been shown in a rigorous way. And so it took me a while to comb through the published studies, and what I came up with was quite a bit of research in the scientific literature showing the effects of certain foods and supplements on these very common skin conditions. And so that was that turned into a stapled pile of papers that I would write out and give out to patients, and eventually that turned into a book. So that's Feed Your Face, and yes, I'm very proud of it. I tried to make it very user-friendly, and I tell people when they see the book, they think, oh no, homework. It's going to be like going back to school, like biology class. And I tell them, no, this is more like something you keep. This is bathroom reading. You keep it, and you maybe by your bedside or in the bathroom, and you read it maybe a page at a time. And it's really practical, useful advice, and most importantly, backed by science.
I totally agree. I've actually read the book. I think I picked it up when you first released it, and And I thought, this is great. This is great for people to have out there as a general guideline so that they can help themselves. Because, as you know, we are all about what can we give the patients so they can help themselves. It's nice to have them come back and see us, but I've been one of those patients who had to go to the doctor all the time, and it's nice to be empowered in that way. So thank you so much for writing that book.
You're welcome.
So I am going to thank you for joining us. I'm going to say goodbye to our audience for today. You have all been given some lovely teasers, and we'll be going into more of Dr. Wu's talking points when we get to our lecture on the 23rd. So please consider joining us, and please call in to RSVP. We do have limited seating. Again, that phone number is 310-571-1212, and we'll look forward to seeing you all then. So until the 23rd, this is Dr. Susan and Dr. Ruth thinking outside the box. Take good care, and everybody have a lovely day. Bye-bye.